Yes, I'm just going to give you the same disclaimer I gave you yesterday. I have a new webcam coming tomorrow, but this one's been giving me problems all day. So if it craps out in middle, I will log back in with a new recording. Okay, so the learning today, as always, should be a zchus l'nishmas, our dear chaver Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as a zchus for an ilui neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechai Menachem ben Zion. It should also be a zchus for a refuah shleimah of Chaim Moshe Shuv and Malka Chaim Deb ben Menorah Chanalei Bashein Derach and Amadati ben Peril. As well as discuss for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we discussed yesterday the very interesting start to Derech Eretz about basically reading the room and understanding when you should not be a burden on someone else, whether it's even complaining to them, whether it's speaking too long. And the general idea, the takeaway that I told you, the main takeaway is try to shorten your words and the burden that you put on others. Better to be better to be on the lower end than to overburden. So here he's going to talk about that the person also has to read the room in terms of the way he uses his eyes and what he sees. So he says like this on page 457, V'chein lo yachbed ala adam b'ri'as einav. You shouldn't burden someone else by misusing your eyes. Let's say someone wants to do something privately, like a mitzvah or tzedakah, right? So you, if you understand that someone's planning a surprise party, and you know it, so you know you could be like a spoil sport and sort of hang around so that they can't, you know, prepare it. And you're going to look in the fridge and you're going to find the presents and you're going to find the cake and whatever. That's one way to deal with it. But what he's saying is that that's not what you should do. If someone's trying to do a chesed, someone's trying to throw you a surprise party, then you should not go in search of it and you should not insert yourself in the middle of it. Similarly, if someone's doing a chesed, let's say in the community, and you're a nosy body and you see that the guy, you know, let's say he's picking up the food from shul and you want to see exactly whose house he's delivering it to, it's not your business. Don't follow the person to see exactly who he's doing the mitzvah for, even though you're not the giver and you're not the receiver. You're just the yenta. Don't be a yenta. Mashari Isa, we should make the t-shirt tzvi out of that. Don't be a yenta. Mashari Isa, I'll tagate. And when you do see something, okay, you walk into shul and you do see something that you shouldn't have seen. Don't spread the words, right? If the guy is learning, he doesn't necessarily need the whole shul to know that the guy's learning. I say, atzmecha, make like you didn't know. Oh, I didn't even realize that was going on. And he says, if you see someone bought something new, but he doesn't want to publicize it, okay, so let's say someone leased a brand new car and they don't want people to know about it. So it's their prerogative whether they wanted to tell their friends about the brand new car that they got, or in some cases, their partner's prerogative. But it's definitely not something that, if it's not your business and you notice, it's not something that you need to publicize. Again, Mishanino, right? This goes back to the concept of that you're supposed to praise the kala. So the obvious question is, what do you mean? What if she's an ugly kala? So mikan, you don't demean and you don't denigrate and you don't criticize the purchase that someone else made when they already purchased it. Meaning, if they're going to lease a car and they ask you for your opinion so you can give your honest opinion, yeah, I think you should go for this type of car, that type of car, this type of house, that type of house, this type of clothing, that type of clothing. But once the person bought it, the first thing you should say is not, oh, you bought on that block. Oh, you got that car? Oh, didn't you hear about the recalls? Like, that's the worst thing you could do. And it's Einas Devarim, which the Rav talked about, but it's something unfortunately that we do. I know I once I put up a new painting in my house, and someone came into the house and they said, oh, you didn't put up a Jewish painting? That's the first comment, you know. So it makes you feel bad. You, what do you put in effort? You didn't put in effort, whatever. But that's not the right way. So that's why the right thing to do is to praise the kala. Aye, the kala is ugly. Aye, the kala has terrible midos. Okay, but once he was already kind of the kala at the chasana, there's nothing further you could do. You just say kala nova chasuda, no matter what. Certainly, if it's something that someone else bought for you, right? When you get a present, we try to teach our kids this. Don't tell Bubby and Zadie, oh, I already got one of those. Don't say that. You say thank you and you show appreciation. Shemata, you belittle it. You know, I got it already, but I got it cheaper. It's very painful. But so right, or you know, someone went to I don't know. Let's say someone went on a vacation. Okay, so they went to Israel and they rented an apartment. I don't know why that's in my head, but it's in my head. So someone goes to Israel, they rent an apartment, and you tell them, "Oh, you didn't know Airbnb had a sale, 50% off. You didn't know about it? Oh, I used it." Right? It's terrible. It's very hurtful to someone to do that. And this happens again. This happens all the time. It's just our gut reaction. Oh, you bought that? Did you know about this thing that they were having? And you make the person feel bad, even though they put in effort, they put in money, and they put in time. It's very painful. And the guy who bought it, you make him very angry. You're belittling his gift, and it creates hatred. Now he says like this: using a person's influence to get others to help him is wrong. And it goes against the foundations of bitachon. So now we're talking about where you're using your influence to. So let's say you're a rav of a shul, and you know that people are not going to say no to you. Or let's say you're a very important person, and you know people aren't going to say no. So you ask for favors, knowing that really it's a burden on them, but you're trying to, you know, take advantage. So he says, "Someone who asks a favor of his friend, he has to be careful not to burden him with a request that the guy really doesn't want to do. Certainly not to send many friends to ask for a favor on his behalf until the guy answers, meaning to continuously pressure the guy. And if he's someone who's important, the people are embarrassed to turn him away empty-handed." Right? And this is why you see constantly that the Rav is very careful. When someone does mitaiva, he does not want the person. You know, a lot of times we say, "No, Rebbe, I'll take care of it." And the Rav very much doesn't want that, because what ends up happening is that the next time, you know, there's an assumption, "Oh, I'm gonna pay for it," and really you don't want to, but you feel like, "Hey, last time I offered to pay, so this time I have to offer to pay," and it ends up putting an unfair burden on the person who's being asked for the favor. And that's why you always see all the time the Rav is very careful about asking for favors, always not wanting to burden somebody. Kimovachu cuts aside from the possibility that the guy's aggravated by ikonami srach gezel. There's also a hint of gezela, the avid al karchesh, where you ask him to do a favor that's not in his best interest. Like it's brought in sefer chassidim. Okay, so I'll stop here and we'll finish next time. But this is a very important, two very, very important ideas of really three very important. Each one of these, I think, is very important. First is that when you see something which happens a lot, you see something that someone does, it's not your business to post it on WhatsApp and make everyone else aware of it. That's number one. Number two is that when we see someone buy something or someone acquire something, that we have to be very, very careful. Our initial reactions should not be of anything that could be taken as criticism. Even constructive criticism, that's not the time or place. And then finally, that we have to be careful when we ask people for favors, that they don't feel like we're imposing on them. To make sure that if we ask someone for a favor and they readily agree, that you know, we don't put on them a presumption that they're going to pay for it, or that the next time we ask them, well, they said yes last time, so they obviously have no issue. We have to be very, very careful, even to go back to someone who's already helped us in the past, that maybe the next time it might actually be a burden on them.